In this season, we have been marking our journey week after week in the Advent candles, through the Advent candles, lighting them one after another. Hope, peace, joy, love. Tonight we'll light the center candle, the Christ candle, marking our way through this journey together, setting the stage, if you will, for the year before us, praying that these same markings also will mark out our year and all of our years. Let me suggest another word for us today, a word that will be familiar to us. And it may not have its own candle around the wreath, but it will resonate. That word is chaos. 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 When we begin to look around us, we see evidence of it all around. You only have to look as far as my office, but that's a few miles from here. I've peeked into the offices of some of the ministers, David Warren being one of them. Chaos can mark the space. Go look at my garage. It's a place of chaos. My shopping, I do my best work at the very last days of Christmas, where I can feel the chaotic energy of others and just join right in the midst of it. And let's be honest, we kind of like a little chaos in our lives. There's something energetic about it. There's something exciting and thrilling, and well, it makes us feel a little bit more alive when we can enter into the flow of chaos. Even scientists and mathematicians have gotten into this chaos by conceptualizing a theory called chaos theory. No surprise there. The study of fractals and how in seemingly random patterns they can form out great order and even beauty. We've all familiar with the butterfly effect, this notion that the mere movement of a butterfly's wing can create great change on the other side of a globe, all in terms of a theory. But let's also be honest, however we feel about chaos, there's something pleasant about gathering at a service like this. And whether you've completed your shopping or not, it doesn't matter anymore. Whether you've cooked that last dish or worrying if there'll be enough to go around tomorrow, it really doesn't matter anymore. There's something good and welcoming and even hospitable to just sit in the pew and breathe a sigh and find your collective order all over again. Deep within us all is this longing to find order. That's why when we open the book of the Bible and begin with Genesis, in the very first words, it begins, "In the beginning, God spoke." And suddenly what was chaos and randomness was brought together in universal order, and the cosmos began to hum in seemingly patternless and yet patternful ways. And did you catch how John's gospel begins the birth story? Not with shepherds or angels or mangers, but John's gospel echoes the very beginning of Genesis. In the beginning. In the beginning, God spoke and a world was created. In John's gospel, in the beginning was the Word. And the birth story begins not in a manger, but at the very beginning of all time. Yes, chaos is part of our created order, but chaos alone will not do in God's own design. But rather, in the beginning was a Word that brought all things together. May for each of us in this service, we feel, experience, and hear God's word spoken deeply in the being of each one of us, in all of our chaos, the kind of chaos we embrace, but also the kind of chaos that finds us, seeking to disrupt us, May we lean into this Christmas Eve service and dare to hear God speak again, those words that started creation a twirl and the words that remind us of Christ's birth in the beginning. And we are to bear witness to those words. As Robert read the Gospels this evening, we heard the words that in the beginning was the Word, and how the darkness cannot comprehend it, and that the Word came to dwell among us. Now that's a really good word, meaning God joins with us in all of our chaos. And as we move forward, and there's an echo of Hebrew in there, God tabernacles with us. That is, God pitches a tent alongside our journey, that wherever we go, God goes with us. That even when our steps take us in chaotic directions, God is coming to speak a word of order to us and to remind us that in the beginning and the end and everything else in between, God has this for us and will see us through. Maybe that's why we break bread and share the cup at a Christmas Eve service. We remind ourselves that in the breaking of bread and the breaking of the body of Christ, that we're also finding order for us, that we participate and God participates with us. And then in the sharing of this bread and sharing of this cup, we're also participating together that we might find order as a community of faith. How can we not help but lean into the poetry of the Gospels and remind ourselves that in the beginning, God was and is and evermore shall be. And in all of our endings, they inevitably lead to God's generative new beginnings. And so we come to the table of Christ, mindful of the gospel's teaching that on the night that our Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he shared it among his disciples. He took the cup and he shared it, this among his disciples.